Welcome to Private Conversations with Denzel Baxter, and this is episode 2. This episode will be called, What Are You Thankful For? This is a Thanksgiving episode. Hopefully it drops on Thanksgiving. And yeah, let's get it in. I keep playing my voice back, and I realize I sound like a fucking porn star. I really can't help it. My true friends know why I talk like this. It's kind of, you know, it is what it is. But once I get my friends on here, you know, y'all can hear my real voice. But right now I sound like a fucking TV host or like I'm Anderson Cooper or something. This Private Conversation podcast episode will probably be pretty short, but I do want to talk about today, because it is Thanksgiving, why should we be thankful? You know, it's Thanksgiving, it's 2021, we're about to hit 2022, and it's just a lot of craziness going on right now, you know? I really feel like we should really be thankful just to be alive, just to be able to get up and open our eyes. I really have been grateful this year about being able to have the usage of my limbs, because like the older you get, you know, I'm almost 30 now, so you know, getting up out of bed, you be, you know, your back hurt and stuff, you have to stretch to kind of get loose, and it's just a lot going on right now. So I really think that we should just be grateful for, number one, just to be able to see. You know, there's some people that can't even walk, you feel me? So why should you be thankful? You should be thankful because you're alive, goddammit. That's why. Shout out to everybody who's working hard, to pay their bills, to survive, who want to be something in this world. Shout out to my work crush, y'all manifest that I pull this nigga. Anyway, shout out to everybody that's over 6'5". Oh my gosh, sorry. Flashbacks. Shout out to God. Shout out to the people that really genuinely support me. Shout out to Walmart and their sheets. All right, so I want to talk about what I am thankful for, just very briefly. I would like to start off, I'm thankful for my mom because she really helped me become the man that I am in certain ways. I think she really nurtured my nurturing side, and she taught me hard work does pay off, and you have to forgive, and she taught me a lot about just being a good person and character and do good things even when nobody's watching. She taught me how to cook. She taught me that you should do better with your health because she wasn't always the best with her health. She taught me a lot just about life in general and just really open your eyes and don't be stupid. And she taught me to watch and not talk so much. But it's crazy because everybody knows I have diarrhea at the mouth. I'm thankful for my dad as well because he really taught me that working hard pays off as well. And he always kept a job. So that's something I always made sure I did. I always made sure I had income coming in. He was a very, very hard worker. And I remember him telling me two good things of advice. He said, it's always good to date different types of people because you learn about different personalities. And I've definitely dated all different types of people. And he told me I make it hard on myself, which is very true because for some reason, I always have to learn the hard way, but I'm learning the easy way is the easy way, so I'm getting better at that. But I'm definitely thankful for my parents because they were fucking amazing. And I'm also thankful for my songwriting talent and my poetry talent. I'm thankful that I know how to write and I know how to have a way with words because, you know, you can really change the world. Oh shit, you can really change the world with your words, you know? Words definitely have power, and who doesn't want power? Also, I'm thankful for my songwriting talent because it's just fun to write different melodies and be creative and put stuff out and see people's opinions of what you think, what they think of your music. And it's just a fun time. I love songwriting. I haven't recorded any music in a long time, but I will soon, I believe. But I'm grateful for those three things for sure. Can't really think of anything else I'm grateful for. I mean, I'm thankful for these sheets I'm laying on because they're fresh and they smell good. Hence why I mentioned Walmart earlier. I'm thankful for my TV in there. I'm thankful for my Wi-Fi. I'm thankful for this cute face God gave me. And all this food I'm about to eat. All right. All right, so this last part is going to be Who Do You Want to Go to Bed With and Song of the Day. And if you guys remember from the last episode, Who Do You Want to Go to Bed With is basically, it's nothing sexual. It's just who inspired you for the week, who inspires you in general. Did you see something, you know, this week and a person made you feel happy? It's just, you know, somebody who you like for the week. And who do I want to go to bed with today? Let's see. Who do I want to go to bed with today? I really can't think about somebody who inspired me, but I'm going to just keep talking it out because I'm trying to figure out who do I want to go to bed with today. Nobody really inspired me this week. Honestly, I'm going to say this. I'm going to still pick somebody, but I'm going to be a cocky motherfucker. Bitch, I want to go to bed with my fucking self because I've been through a lot this fucking year and I'm still a work in progress, but I know my triggers. I know what I need to work on. And goddamn it, I'm coming through doing somersaults, not cartwheels, bitch, somersaults and backflips in 2022. This has been a very trying year. I see why you fucking addicts self-medicate. I am a work in progress for sure, but this life is off the chain. So I definitely want to go to bed with my motherfucking self because goddamn it, you should. Sometimes you got to be your own best friend. And I pat myself on the back for the things that I've been through this year, but it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. Who do I want to go to bed with? Dead silence. Who do I want to go to bed with? That's crazy. Let's see. Because, see, it's so many people I could say. I really can't think of none, y'all. This shit is crazy. So I guess I'm just going to go to bed with myself. Yeah. Damn. I hope I have somebody better next week. I'm going to go to bed with myself. Denzel, Lamont. You know, you are your own best friend. You are a work in progress, but you will survive. You will be financially stable permanently, and you will manifest. And God is great. God is love. Song of the fucking day. I think it's called Lala by Moneybagg Yo. Lala. Ala. Something like that. It's a bop. Lala. It's a song I heard yesterday and I just like it. It's a bop, it's a vibe. I guess we'll just move on to the next one. There's a quote that I came up with this year and it's we do what we can and we clock out. Good night and good luck. And I say that at the end of every episode because that's my mantra for life now. I want God is with me tatted on my arm. But this is something I probably will eventually get trademarked, but we do what we can and we clock out. Good night and good luck. Basically, that just means we do what we can as human beings. We're very flawed. we can be impatient, we can be a little too patient or a little too impatient. So me as a human being, I can only do what I can do. I love saying no now. I will continue to say no. I stand my ground. I speak my mind. I'm still a little passive, but I still say what the fuck I want to say now. And that's just what the fuck it is, you know, and we have to do that. So we do what we can. I can only do what I'm capable of doing at that moment, whether it's financial, emotional. I can only do what I can do. And when it's time to release, you release. And that's the clock out. You have to clock the fuck out. Because after so many tries, after so many, like, what do? You clock out. And good night and good luck means whoever is on the other end, I release you as well. There's nothing I can do for you. Good night and good luck. It could be the morning time. Good night just means I'm blinking and I'm leaving. Good night and good luck. We do what we can and we clock out. Good night and good luck. This is episode 2 of Private Conversations with Denzel Baxter. Until next time.